All right. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. This episode is brought to you by the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce. Thank you very much for that. We have a fair bit of things for you today. Happy Friday. And I'm going to read the weather as well. And last week I was totally wrong about the weather. I said it was going to be sunny and it rained all week. Now on to the news, but first a word from our sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready? And go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua-style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. Click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip, Mexican buffalo wings. Oh man, okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at astorgasmexicanrestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today and do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
All right, I just want to thank the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce and High Point Solar and Astorga's Mexican Restaurant for their sponsorship. All right, into the news. There's an invitation to the celebration of the Hispanic Heritage Month. The City of Bishop is pleased to invite you to celebrate and recognize local Hispanics making an impact to our community. Hispanic heritage holds an indelible place in the heart and soul of our nation. And National Hispanic Heritage Month reminds us that the American identity is a fabric of diverse traditions and stories woven together. Hispanics in literature, science, armed forces, medicine, academics, leaders, and labor and government, and entrepreneurs have contributed to the strength of our nation. Our culture has been enriched by the rhythms of art, literature, and creativity of Hispanic peoples. America's deepest values have been informed by the love of family and faith that is at the core of so many Hispanic communities. It's definitely very important to recognize that this event will happen on Saturday, October 7th at 2023. The City of Bishop is honored to recognize Hispanic people in our community. The gathering will be at the gazebo on Church Street behind City Hall from 3 to 5 p.m. There's a letter from Jose Garcia that I just paraphrased, the mayor pro tem of Bishop. All right, and just a reminder, the Eastern Sierra Mountain Film Festival is going on October 4th through 7th. On October 4th, it's going to be at the Bishop Twins Cinema on 237 Main Street, Bishop. But you can't miss it with the big lights. And then on Saturday, October 7th, it'll be at the Edison Theater, 100 College Parkway, Mammoth Lakes. And there's the 9th Eastern Sierra Community Auction hosted by Bishop United Methodist Church. It's going to be at 5:45 p.m. on September 16th, 2023, and it's going to end at 8:45 p.m. Remember, that's the Methodist Church, and it's the 9th Eastern Sierra Community Auction. All right, and now a reminder here, 10K in prizes. The Blake Jones Trout Derby is going on Saturday, September 16th, 2023. Registration is $25 for adults, and children are $15. 6 a.m. is when it begins. 3 p.m. weigh-in deadline. The Bishop Chambers throwing this on, so if you have any questions, call 760-873-8405 or go to www.bishopvisitor.com. It's going to be at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. Registration begins at 6 a.m. The Blake Jones Trout Derby. Red's Meadow Road is going to close on September 18th. The Inyo National Forest will close Red's Meadow Road via closure on the Mammoth Ranger District this coming Monday morning for construction. Contractors must take several steps before construction starts, including removal of trees, blasting rock, and staking by surveyors. And it's being closed because it's being reconstructed, it looks like. So just so you know, Red's Meadow Road is closing on Monday. On to the weather for Eastern Sierra Now News. All right. It's 88 degrees in Bishop right now with 17% humidity, which is rather high. The sunrise was at 6:35 a.m. I was up in Silver Canyon. That's where I watched it today, if you wanted to know. It's partially cloudy today. Tomorrow, Saturday the 16th, is going to be 88 degrees, and then with a low of 51, it's going to be mostly sunny. Sunday is going to be 89 degrees with a low of 52, and it's going to be mostly sunny, but with a little bit of clouds. And our humidity is going to drop tomorrow and the next day, so that's good. And up in Mammoth, it's 69 degrees right now with 23% humidity. And tomorrow, it's going to be 71 degrees with a low of 37, getting close to freezing tomorrow. Sunday is going to be 71 degrees for a high and at the low of 39 degrees. And that's mostly sunny all the way through the weekend. That's awesome. And down to Lone Pine here, it's 86 degrees currently. The low tonight is 59 degrees. Tomorrow, it's going to be 89% with a low of 60 degrees. Sunday is going to be 89 degrees with a low of 61 degrees. It's 22% humidity in Lone Pine right now. That's pretty high for the area. Also, it should be said that Lone Pine tonight will be 40% humidity, which is really high for the area. Maybe it's the new moon. Happy new moon, by the way, everybody. Last but not least, the Mill Pond Music Festival is going on this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over at Mill Pond. Tonight, it's going to be a land acknowledgement starting at 6:30 by Sage Romero, followed by, at 6:50, the Hay Blackbirds. 7:50, the Fox Paws go on a different stage. And 9:15, we end the night with Jelly Bread. Tomorrow on Saturday, we start at noon with the two tracks, then Zoe Winter at 1:15, Steve Pultz at 2:40. At 4:15, we have the Brother Brothers, then there's a dinner break. At 6:45, we have Baby's Allele, and at 8:45, we have Incendio, and that closes out the night. And then on Sunday, we have Akem Ya, starts at 9:30, 11, the Bishop Jazz Combo, 12:15, Jacob Jacobs, Strain, and Bob Beach, 1:35, the Fula Brothers, 2:55, Harry Manx, 4:30, Ron Artist II. All right, all right, all right, all right. I hope you had an incredible week, Eastern Sierra citizens, and thank you for tuning in to Eastern Sierra Now News with your host, me, Byron Walter. I want to thank the Bishop Chamber of Commerce today for sponsoring this episode, and I want to urge you to go download our Eastern Sierra Now app, as it contains a lot more content than I covered in this program. And if you feel so inclined, support us on Patreon. Byron out.